I've been seeing more and more women post about being unemployed at 50, and I think it's time that I told my story. I've not told this story fully because there's just so much shame and...
Advice needed, being laid off at an older age. This writer says, my mother, who is currently now 6 years old, has just discovered that she's being fired. She's currently working as a tech individual, you know, and biggest concern, of course, is the age. Okay, and the really scary part is because she's 60, trying to find another position in this oversaturated industry at her age is going to be very, very difficult. This is what we're seeing here. We're seeing a lot of very old and very experienced individuals are basically being laid off. Like this person is literally saying that it seems like once you turn 50, you're getting fired. It says out of the 6 good friends that this person has, 4 of them were fired between 22 and 24, and they're all like in their 50s. That's the type of situation that we're seeing here. So there's also a lot of ageism in the workforce, and that's not great. But this is what we're seeing here. You know, combined with the terrible job market, high interest rates, high inflation, and the fact that we're kind of in a recession, it's not looking great for the job market, especially older individuals. Check out some of these videos.
Do you want to know the dark truth? Every Sunday night, I prep for the work week, but not just for my job, but also to pretend that I'm not almost retirement age. I'm a 58-year-old Gen X mom, and most of the time at work, I feel like I have to hide that in order to be viewed as still relevant at work. I never lie about my age at work, but I also don't draw attention and clue people into the fact that I am much older than I actually maybe appear. Ageism is so real in the workplace, and I'm curious if you've experienced that along the way as well. Your experience shouldn't be a liability as you get older. You know, if you have experience on your resume past 10 or 15 years, then suddenly that can be a problem because they view you as maybe not as adaptable or relevant, or you might not stay as long, or you might want more money. People literally scrubbed their LinkedIn graduation dates because they don't want the ageist algorithms to pick that up or for folks to have unconscious bias about when you actually graduated. And if jobs say they're looking for digital natives, that is so code for under 35. What's wild is I have so much to give. I have decades of experience with patience, perspective, things that you can't necessarily Google. But if you were to mention slowing down someday, people view you as, oh, you're checked out. I actually really love being this age. I feel more confident. I don't get rattled easily. And I know my worth. And sometimes it feels like you have to play this weird game. Just because I'm, you know, making a strategy for retirement doesn't mean that I don't have ambition. I mean, ma'am, I have ambition. I have ambition to use my PTO and not die at my damn desk. I don't want to have to hide my age, or I want to really be able to be out loud and proud about that because I have earned every wrinkle, every lesson, every damn year. I have earned that. And it's just such a shame, especially for women and ageism at work. So I'm curious if you have experienced that too, and if you're vocal about it. Do you know what sucks is being over 45 and trying to find a job in the marketplace? But I've got a couple of really good tips for you. And I think these are things that people don't typically talk about in the interview process. So I want to help you out. You know, your skills will get you to the interview, but once you're in the interview, your energy is what matters more than anything. Your energy is your personal brand. I'm a 58-year-old Gen X mom, and I have been in operational roles for, gosh, like the last 35 years. And I've always been a hiring manager in those roles. And I've also up-leveled my career in my 50s multiple times. So I feel like I've earned that expert badge at this point to give you some really good tips and tricks. I find that most candidates that come in that have a lot of experience on their resume and are older tend to be a little bit too formal, long-winded, or too serious is another one. The hiring manager will instantly think this person is outdated. They are a dinosaur, and we are not going to do that. Remember, age is not your problem. Bias out in the marketplace is. So let's counteract some of that. So when you first come into the room, or if it's over Zoom or something like that, the first thing that you're going to want to make sure is that you've got a warm and inviting vibe. You want to make sure that you are smiling, that you are kind of sitting up straight, that the lighting looks good on you. You are making eye contact with the interviewer. You want to speak with natural and upbeat energy, and you're not trying to act young. You just want to come across as professional and lively. So what does that look like? When the interview first starts and it's your turn to talk for the first time, I always make sure that I show gratitude. So I will do something like, oh my gosh, I have been so looking forward to connecting with all of you this week. And I just first want to say, I really appreciate you all making the time for this. I can't wait to get started. So now you're setting the tone with everyone in the room. It kind of lightens things up. And you know, if you didn't notice, I did a little subtle thing where I showed how my hands were open. And that really is like a psychological trick that says, I'm approachable. I have nothing to hide. Now, the next thing is you really want to keep your answers crisp. They are going to probably ask you, tell us a little bit about yourself. Don't launch into a 5-minute history lesson about yourself. You should have already strategically written this out and really thought about what keywords that you want to use and making sure that this is like more of a Reader's Digest version of yourself. And, you know, when you talk about yourself, you don't want to say things like, well, I've spent the last 5 years in the accounting department at company ABC. You know, I think more importantly, you should say something like, you know, I've spent the last 5 years working collaboratively with various teams within the accounting department. So do you see the subtle difference in how that just sounds so much more like a team player? So as an interviewer, that first version makes me think of you more of a person just kind of sitting solo in a cubicle. The second version in my mind has me seeing you up and about, talking with different people, various levels of leadership, and just being overall more valuable and versatile. So you want to structure that Reader's Digest version of you in a way that that's the image they're going to have in their brain. And in there, you don't want to just talk about yourself as a worker. You know, weave something personal in about yourself because that will make you feel more human and it starts to build connection and relationships with these people. So you might say something like, yeah, we just moved to this area because we really love living close to the lake and we love to take our two dogs down to the lake on the weekends. They just absolutely love the water. That's building connection. And it helps you to stand out amongst other candidates. Next come the bigger questions, and you're gonna wanna aim for 60 to 90 seconds, basically, and giving these crisp, clear answers that are not long-winded. And I guarantee most likely one of those questions is gonna be, what's your strength? What's your weakness? I hate that question, but you need to be prepared. It's really important that you start with the result, and then you get into the how. So, for example, maybe for a strength, you say something like, I'm strong at improving workflows and spotting inefficiencies. For example, there was this time that I saved the company 10 grand a month in paper supplies. So paper supplies got assigned to me and I was ordering them. And I discovered that if I ordered on certain days versus others, it was a lot cheaper. So I kind of decided, you know, what would be great would be to put in a system where we only ordered on the days where the prices were a lot lower, and as a result, it saved us 10 grand. And then for the dreaded question of what's your weakness, I think a great example would be, I used to really over-explain things, and then I learned that having more concise communication was far better. So, for example, I've been able to get our trainees up to speed much quicker than my counterpart. And one of the things that I figured out was, you know, during the training process, I was over explaining things and I was doing all the talking, and then the trainees were taking a really long time to become competent and up to speed. And what I did was I then, I took the training material and I shrunk it down into more bulleted format and allowed them to ask more questions as we went along. And I just found that that really ingrained the information in them much faster, and they were able to kind of get up to speed and be more competent more quickly. Okay, I've got a couple other videos that are already out there that talk about some different topics when it comes to applying for jobs and ageism, so check those out if you'd like that information. And if you want to hear more, let me know in the comments. I've got a lot more tips and tricks for you.
Has anyone else realized that, like, the internalized misogynistic ageism that a lot of women in their 20s are suffering from today? First of all, it's, like, ramped up even more than it has been in the past, right? Like, even in the 90s, women would be, like, 35 in movies and TV shows, and they would be like, oh, like, you know, I'm not too old yet. But now it's, like, women are 25, and they're on here talking about how they're too old. And it's, like, it's crazy that it's not even just tied to, like, milestones of, like, marriage and having children. I think that women just have this, like, vague existential fear of just, like, existing as a woman who is not a child anymore. And I remember when Greta Gerwig's Little Women came out in 2019, and there was a lot of discourse around this about how, like, Little Women is still an enduring story, because Jo March is, like, the blueprint of a woman who doesn't really care about being a wife and a mother. She, like, just wants to, like, write her books and be her own person, and her life is still just as valuable as anyone else's. And even in the year of our Lord, 2025, women still have a lot to learn from Jo March, because even in this day and age, even with all the media about single, unmarried, childless women who are just, like, living their lives and focusing on their careers and their social lives and their friendships and everything else other than a husband and children, there are still women who, like, still just, like, don't get that their life is valuable outside of having a husband, outside of, like, being tied to a man, right? Because that's the whole thing about, like, when you're a child, you're, like, under the patriarchal ownership of your father, and then you have to, like, rush off and get married so that you, you know, your ownership can change hands from your father to your husband. Anyway, it's just crazy that, like, I see women who are, like, literally, like, on this app who are like, affirmation of the day, 23 is not too old. And it's like, but too old for what, bitch? Too old for what? Anyway, it's crazy. It's like, women just don't even know how to exist. Women don't know how to, like, haven't imagined a life for themselves outside of XYZ.
All right, so I'll give you the lowdown here in just a second. I'm here to pick up my stuff, but a bunch of you asked me to call the company out, and do with it what you will. Do not harass the company, but I will let you know the company. There you go. Located in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. All right, so don't harass the employer, okay? But people asked me to call it out, so I'm calling it out just so that should anybody in the Chippewa Falls area want to work for them, just know that don't give a two-week notice. But with that said, I'm going to do another video, because my channel actually is over 1,000 followers now. Thank you very much for all that, and thank you for all the kind words. But I called it out just so that, you know, people know. And I'll do another video, because now my link in my bio works for my Etsy business, my e-commerce business. And also I added a Cash App just in case somebody wanted to buy me a cup of coffee or something. But I did add that stuff, and I will do another video all about that. But I had to stop and get gas. But you guys asked me to call it out, so I had at least 1,000 or so people, and I had people message me, say, hey, I'm from that area, will you at least let me know who the company is, so that I don't, you know, if I do work there, I just know how they operate. You know, the supervisor is a good guy. I talked to him when I was picking up my stuff, and he was real cordial, real polite. The guy's name's Andy. He's a great supervisor to work for, and it just happened that his hands got tied. It made it into upper management, apparently, whatever the problem was. Again, I even asked him what it was, and he wouldn't tell me. So it wasn't his decision. It was somebody else's decision. It went all the way up into upper management, which would be Amanda in HR, and then also Troy. He's the one that's going to be taking over the company, and he's a millennial, and he's a business administration, or Matt has a master's in business administration or whatever. So his way of thinking is completely different than people on the floor. But I just thought I'd share that with you, and I'm going to get some gas, and then I'll do another video here a little bit later to talk about my Etsy link and the Cash App and all that stuff. All right, you guys have a great day. Peace.
I'm 59 years old. I'm still in the workforce, and I have a message for my fellow Gen Xers who are still in the workforce and want to stay there. And that is, if you do want to stay there, then you need to be and act younger. Do not appear as the old person in the office or in the company, because that is going to put a target on your back. And we all know when there's a target on your back, sooner or later, somebody's going to shoot at it and you're going to lose your job. It's unfortunate. It's sad, but it's the way it is. There's a lot of ageism, and people want to get rid of the old, you know, guard and replace old with younger, less expensive employees. It's just the way it is. So what do I mean by that? I mean, if you have a meeting, whether it's on Zoom or Teams or whatever it is, make sure you have a notepad document on the screen with the talking points that you want to say, with questions to answers you're going to be asked, with relevant data that you may need to know for that meeting. Make sure it's there and it's in front of you, because we all know as you get older, senior moments increase in velocity, and you don't want to look like you are, you know, losing, you know, your train of thought all the time. If there's software that you hate, don't understand, don't know how to send an email, whatever it is, don't complain and keep asking people over and over, how do you do this or how do you do that with the software? Google it, look it up, figure it out yourself. Be self-sufficient. Again, you don't want to appear as you're the old dog amongst young dogs, right? It's important. Don't talk about retirement, having to retire, wanting to retire. I can't take it anymore. Or, you know, talk about aches and pains and ailments that you're going through all the time. Dude, I'm telling you, you may want to, you may be compelled to, but don't do it. It will, as I said, put a target on your back, and we don't want that. This is sad. But it's true. And you may have to stay at your job. You may have to, you know, pay for your mortgage, your kids' college tuition, medical bills, whatever it may be. You just can't afford to retire. Don't want to retire yet. Take my advice. Don't act older. Act younger. Be the be the person in the office with the vitality, the vigor, and the street smarts, and you will last. Act old, seem old, appear old, and you will not last. That is ageism. That's the way it works. Unfortunately, it's true. Can't avoid it. I want to ask you, do you try to act younger at your job in order to be more relevant and not lose your job? Let me know.
Who's going to hire a woman in her 70s? Nobody. Let's be real. They're laying off people right and left. And I wasn't about to go look for a 9-to-5 just to supplement the income that I'm getting from Social Security. I'm Darlene. I'm just a regular grandma that said, enough is enough. I'm not going to live in scarcity. I'm not gonna, you know, struggle these latter days. And so I went and prayed and said, God, I need something that will help me supplement. And thank you, Jesus. He definitely did it. I found a blueprint that was made by another grandma. And she's now become a multimillionaire in just a couple of years. And this automated system, this blueprint that she has us all working on a daily basis. I mean, how would you like to be talked to for 5 to 6 to 7 minutes a day, and someone telling you step by step what to do, how to make money online, how to attract customers to e-learning courses and programs that we are blessed to be able to market at 100% profit. That's what I'm doing. If you have a phone, if you have Wi-Fi, and if you have a coachable spirit, I always say, you know, it's a new skill we have to learn, but it's not difficult, not at all. So do yourself a favor, not me, do yourself a favor and put ready in the comment, and I'll send you the same blueprint that she sent me. You will be pleasantly surprised.
That leaves us with no income. Ask me if I care, because I don't. I don't care right now. It's the weirdest thing. My whole life I have been so... Give me plan A, plan B, plan C, backup plan upon backup plan. I got to save every penny that I earn, save for retirement. And here I am, you know, still 10 years away from retirement. And I don't give a rat's, you know what, whether we have a job that's bringing in money or not. It is the weirdest thing. So We're just going to build a business, enjoy our lives, sell a few assets, live a little bit more meager, and maybe that's not the right word, live more careful, and see if that can get us where we want to be, because I think where I want to be is happy and not freaking tired all the time. And I know what I don't want is him going to work 8 o'clock in the morning and coming home every night at 7 o'clock exhausted. So here we go.
So I got laid off 3 weeks ago now. I took the first few days and cried. I think I was in shock. And then after that, I've just been contemplating life. I didn't do anything wrong. I'm actually really good at what I do. The industry I'm in is really slow right now, but I had a big milestone birthday last week. I'm 50. Turned 50. Yay me. I'm at this crossroads. I feel like I'm at a crossroads of life. Do I take the path I know and hope that I can find something? Or do I travel down some other unknown path in life that's scary and new? 2025 was supposed to be my year. I was going to work on my health, wealth. I had already been thinking, gosh, there's got to be more. There's got to be more. But again, so scary. I'm 50. I need some advice. I need some ideas. If you love what you do, especially at my age, or even younger than me, because I don't feel 50. I don't act 50. Not that 50 is old. I'm just saying. I still have a lot of energy in me. Still a lot of life. And yeah. So I gotta decide something soon because I need a job. So please share. I need some pick me up. I need a pick me up. I need to have some hope. I need to know that there's options out there. Yeah. Some advice would be great. Again, what are we doing? What's everybody doing? What is confident, successful, fun women doing? I need some advice. Thanks. Bye.
I'm new here to TikTok with posting content, but I just felt the urge to get on here and speak a little bit. I know we're all having hard times these days. We're all struggling. We all have issues that we're dealing with. I just come on here to kind of open up, maybe help get some support in the time where I'm struggling as well. I hesitated on coming on here for the fear of worrying about what people would think, but you know, at this point, I really don't care. I turned 50 this year. Was hoping things would go well, would be a good year for me. I've been struggling with some things for a few years now. So I was hoping things would take a turnaround for me this year. I had news that I'm expecting my first grandchild, which is any day now. A lot of excitement. Looking forward to that. However, the job that I've worked at for 12 years just informed us that they're restructuring. They were bought out and are restructuring and getting rid of the department that I work in. We kind of expected it, but at the same time, it was still a bit of a shock. I do have a month left of my employment. I do get a small severance. However, I'm the only one that pays my bills at home. My job is the only paycheck coming in that pays my rent, that pays my bills. And I'm really scared on the direction my life is going to take at this point. At 50 years old, I should be planning and looking forward to retirement soon. Not right now, of course, but soon. But instead, I'm having to take a different path, recreate myself, look for another career. And at this point, I'm scared to death. Just reaching out. Maybe someone can give me some tips on the direction I need to go as far as what I need to do. Any support, any information, anything that you can pass along to kind of help me would be much appreciated. I'm just hoping I find something sooner than later. But if anyone out there can just give me any suggestions, any direction, anything that would help me, I would greatly appreciate it. Hope y'all have a great day.
Come with me as I make breakfast for my family this morning and tell you how I'm planning my comeback in this season. Because this season of my life, it's not just about bouncing back. It's about rebuilding on my own terms. And I told you before, this comeback is not going to be loud. It's not going to be flashy, but it is going to be slow, soft, and definitely intentional. Now, after getting laid off at 50, I realized I couldn't just wing it anymore. I needed a real roadmap, a framework, if you say. So me and my assistant, good old ChatGPT, got together and recreated four pillars that's going to guide me through this comeback. They are mindset, physical, financial, and purpose. Each of these pillars are important to a successful comeback in my life. Mindset is the first thing we're going to start with because you can't rebuild your life without rebuilding your mind. Physical is, I want to feel good about the body because this version of me deserves to feel good in her own skin again. Financial, creating multiple streams of income and really seeing the fruits of my labor from those streams. And purpose, it's not just about chasing the money. It's about chasing a life that makes sense to me in this stage. This is my life after layoff. Welcome to my new comeback series.
So, lots of layoffs, me included, this week. Well, not this week. I was laid off a couple weeks ago, but everybody knows now, so I can be public about it. It's important to remember that the numbers that they're showing you is like a small amount of their actual workforce. Like AWS lifted 15,000 employees. I don't know how many total employees they have, but that's not a big number. The original reason that they said that they laid off these employees is that they needed the cash to buy AI chips at that moment so that they could use those chips for future use. Now, I don't know if AWS is cash strapped. That seems like a problem. You can't buy the stuff you want to buy. I mean, just wait till it goes on sale, right? Or maybe it's, you know, I've always never loved the layoff situation because it always seems like a money grab by the corporation, by upper management, to get some number so that they can get a bonus or a profit some other way. So get rid of layoffs.
It's 2025, and the new reality is that people in their mid-50s, late-50s, are the new unemployables. Like, I am fortunate right now that I have a gig right now, right? But if I lost it, from what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing and from all the comments I'm getting on my posts, it's like, if you get blown out of your job, if you get laid off, fired, downsized, whatever it is, aged out, which is a very common thing, it's almost impossible. Almost impossible to land another job at your current level. You can almost kiss it goodbye. You might be able to, you know, grab part-time gigs or low-level jobs, but nobody, and I mean nobody, wants to hire somebody who's 57, 58, 59, 60 years old for any kind of an important job. They can say ageism is illegal all they want. They can make believe that it's kumbaya and we love everybody and we're all equal. And no, it doesn't work like that. Younger people, first of all, think that older people are not smart. You know, they're not quick enough. Maybe they can't type good with their thumbs, whatever it may be. They don't think that older people are smart or equipped to handle work in the new world. That's just the way it is. They think they're smarter. They want somebody younger who's maybe has more energy, is going to definitely cost less money, and they're going to go that route. They're not going to hire you or me. So have to prepare for this, right? Have to prepare. If it ends today, what do you do? What do I do? I don't know. Very, very important, very sad, but we have to figure a way out of this thing. If you feel what I'm saying is true, let me know in the comments. If you think I'm full of you know what, let me know in the comments as well. Looking forward to hearing from you.